I got to share with you. When you heard the gospel, couldn't you just picture Herod with this oily mustache twirling it? Saying, ah, yes, you go find the child, then come back, so that I too may pay him homage. Did you have a good Christmas? Did you get good presents? Really good stuff. My favorite Christmas present. Back in the seminary, we wouldn't have Christmas parties. We'd have an Epiphany party. Everybody would come back from Christmas vacation, and the night before classes started back up, we'd have our party. Someone had the brilliant idea that since we were poor seminarians and had no money, that we would exchange something personal. We would do a sweatshirt exchange, because we all had sweatshirts. Different schools that we had gone to, from the places that we were from. So this would be a wonderful personal thing to do. Worked out great for me, because I exchanged with Chris Fusco. Fusco was from upstate New York, so I got this sweatshirt from Wadhams Hall Seminary in Ogdensburg, New York. And we were the same size. Perfect. Didn't work out well for Bernie Healy and Ferdy Santos. Bernie is from Providence, Rhode Island. He was about 280. Ferdy was from Manila. He stood about 5 feet tall, weighed maybe 100 pounds. I think Bernie ended up using that shirt as a dust rag. But, you know, whenever we give a gift, we hope that any time that it's taken out, looked at, used, or played with, that we will be remembered. We hope that our presence is in the present that we give. And I think the same is true for the Magi. They come bearing gifts for this newborn child. They bring exotic gifts, gifts that point to the royalty, the divinity, the humanity of this newborn king. Gold for a king, frankincense to worship the divine, myrrh to anoint a body for burial. And I'm confident that they too wanted to be remembered by this little child. They too wish to be remembered by the special one. We also bring gifts to the special one. Not gold, frankincense, and myrrh, although if you did bring a lot of gold, we would take it. We bring ourselves. Our very selves we bring to the special one. Every week we gather together offering the gift of ourselves. Every week we gather together rededicating ourselves to the one who is our light and our salvation. But that begs the question, how present are we in our gift of self? Do we just go through the motions? Or are we truly aware of all that we are given? How much of ourselves do we give to the one who gives his all to us? Again, we begin a new year. It's a chance to start anew again. May we truly be present in our presence to God. May we truly be aware of all that we give, all that we offer to the one who offers his all to us.